Whose name is mentioned most in the Bible? If the scriptures were being written today, we would expect it to be some great missionary or evangelist or the pastor of some great church. We certainly wouldn't expect it to be a layman or laywoman, some ordinary Christian in the church. No, we would expect it to be some religious leader, some preacher on TV, or someone whose Sunday morning services are broadcast over the radio. It would surely be someone like that. The chances of it being a layman would be slim to none. You and I have been conditioned to think like that. The religious leader is important. The layman is unimportant. Oh, the layman has his place. There are certain places where he or she fits in and carries some responsibilities and does some important work. But the great work is in the hands of the clergy. The layman simply helps the preacher do his job. But the Bible isn't being written today. The Bible is complete. So we can turn to it and see for ourselves whose name is mentioned most in the pages of Holy Scripture. I'm sure I know who you would guess, and you'd be right. Jesus, of course. His name appears 1,255 times. But among the rest of the people, whose name appears the most frequently? Would it be a priest, or a Levite, or a prophet, or an apostle? No, the three names that are mentioned the most times in the Bible are all laymen. The name of Abraham, the rich man from Ur of the Chaldees, appears 300 times. Moses is the next highest with 795 times. And who was Moses? The man who kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, Moses the sheep herder. And whose name appears the most? David, the king. His name appears 1,255 times. Incredible! Abraham, Moses, David, all laymen. Weren't there any clergymen around in those days? Yes, of course there were. And they carried an important work in the kingdom of God. In David's time, Zadok, the son of Ahitub, and Abimelech, the son of Abathar, were the priests. Did you know that? Probably some of you did. But I'll bet there are some of you who never heard of these men. Now, what does all that mean? One thing we can conclude is that God certainly takes note of his laymen. That was true in Bible times, and it's true today. But let's get one thing clear. Are we saying that the layman is more important than the preacher? No, what we are trying to help us see is that the layman has a key role in the kingdom of God. In God's eyes, we are a witnessing brotherhood, all equal. He has given certain divinely appointed leadership in the church, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and one of their primary tasks is recorded for us in Ephesians 4, 11 and 12, to equip the laymen for their work in the kingdom of God. What a beautiful picture. Each of us, laymen, laywomen, and clergy alike, all have their own important tasks. And we are to help each other do our jobs. The clergy is to help the layman in his and her work. And the layman and laywomen in the church are to help the preacher do his work. And all working together form an unbeatable team. Laymen, take heart. You are important to God. You have a task that only you can perform. No one can take your place. God is counting on you to carry on the great work He has cut out for you in the evangelization of the world.